It requires some time and effort to make the drive up Highway 15 north of Silver City, New Mexico. The rugged terrain is exactly why this was an important place for Native Americans and is a part of the reason the area is protected for visitors today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
If you drive north from Silver City, New Mexico, up a narrow road into the Gila Wilderness area, you'll find Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument. Steve Riley says people only use these impressive structures for a relatively short time, though.
They just moved into the cliff dwellings, were there for about 25 to 30 years, and then abandoned the cliff dwellings during the same period that most of the Southwest, the people moved out of the cliff dwellings and moved into different parts of the country.
So what caused such a change in how people lived in this region?
At about 1300 AD, there was a major drought in the area. Most of the Southwest cliff-dwelling type peoples moved out. The archaeologists at this point believe a lot of them moved up north into the Rio Grande Valley and became today's modern Pueblo people.
And when people left these dwellings, they were relatively untouched for hundreds of years. There's no record the early Spanish explorers saw them. It wasn't until the 1880s people began to take notice of the place.
Being as far off the road as we are, and back then it was a day's ride on a horse or a wagon to get in here, not very many people came, so it was left relatively unprotected but also unused.
This is a rugged area, a place used later by another group of Native Americans seeking to avoid the U.S. cavalry.
There are some theories that this may have been the birthplace for Geronimo, but definitely during the 1800s, this was a major stronghold. It's extremely rugged, inaccessible country, and even on horseback, you can't go very fast. You know, the Apaches knew the country. They knew all the little hills and all the little valleys and the places they could go and hide. And it's a lot of country that you can hide in.
Today, it is a national monument, established in 1907 by President Theodore Roosevelt. The scenic beauty requires some effort to reach, yet the historic cliff dwellings and surrounding area are worth the time to make the drive here. Traveling the countryside, north of Silver City, New Mexico, I'm Andrew McRae.